Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin.
I'm Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast. Yeah.
We're listening to episode 12.5, where we're going to try to catch up on the new songs that we've missed or just haven't covered, or, well, the new songs from the last, like, what, 8 months or so?
We consider new songs when we're doing the new song segment on our show to be within the last year. And there's still quite a few that are in that last year mark. We want to get caught up because we're a new podcast. We started in May of 2017. So we want to get caught up. There's still a lot of music we want to recognize as being new music. But, you know, once it gets past that just past year mark, unless we include it on an album, it really doesn't fall under the lesser, maybe lesser known, but not really the older. And so we want to make sure we get this, recognize these bands, recognize these songs because they're cool songs. Glad that, you know, so much good music has come out in the last year. And we want to get to that point where, you know, we're playing the current stuff and not feeling like, hey, this is a really cool song that came out 8 months ago. We haven't played it yet. I want to play it. Yeah. We want to get caught up. So we're going to have a series of special episodes getting caught up on the new songs. So this is going to be all new songs. If you listen to our Rancid Covers episode, it's going to be similar format. We're going to be brief. We're going to, you know, listen to some of the song, talk about it a little bit, and then move on to the next one. We're going to be playing 9 songs each, 18 songs, 18 new ones on this particular episode.
We ain't fucking around.
We are ambitious.
And so we're going to hear some things that are from late 2016 and then, of course, things from 2017. And we're looking forward to a bunch of new stuff that's still ahead of us. Even if we did just the new releases every week, I don't know if we'd be able to keep up.
I know. Really, in all honesty, there's so much good stuff out there.
52 weeks in a year. We do, you know, we do a show a week pretty much. And and so, yeah, I mean, that would be 52. Well, we each do one. So it'd be 104 songs for the entire year. We're never going to be able to be caught up all the way. And
yeah, there's so much good music.
There's also some stuff that you and I are both going to be like, oh, and now they've released another single. And so now we're doing the second or even third single release from an album.
And today we're doing that.
And there's even some in here. Yeah.
Yes. I know we've already played some new songs off of some of these albums.
Less Than Jake, for example, just kind of comes to mind. You know,
I think we did Against Me as well. I think you did an Against Me track.
Yeah, for sure. So we're just kind of getting caught up on a couple
88
of
Fingers Louie is going to come up, and you've done an 88 Fingers Louie track.
I just went ahead and just went with shit I already liked.
Yeah.
I should have just done it. And that's the other thing is we could eventually just say, hey, you know what? This is just a great new album. And we're just going to go 3 songs off it.
We could, and we probably will in the future because there's still enough good songs on these albums because a lot of them are not just a good single. It's a good album, good cover to cover.
Right.
Well, let's jump into it, Chris.
Yeah, so the first one, I've got Teenage Bottle Rocket. They're a band out of Wyoming, right next to Utah here. And they came out with, what, 2 albums at the same time?
2, yep. One was an EP.
One was an EP, and the other was the
covers.
So Stealing the Covers, if
Stealing the Covers,
right.
Yes.
And so this is off the EP.
Yep,
Going back to Y.O. It's Wyoming.
Yes.
And this song is Walking the Yard. It came out 7/14/17. Let's listen.
20 minutes every day. We'll be right back.
Teenage Bottle Rocket, you know, got to pump it up. Punk rock sound.
Yeah. I like Teenage Bottle Rocket. Saw them at Warped Tour last year. They're awesome. They typically show up here. I think they're in Europe right now, but they typically show up when they tour into Utah because they're in Wyoming, so that's really close.
What do you got?
Well, with Walking the Yard, I just want to point out to you, do you know what Walking the Yard is, what they were singing about?
Prison.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In case you didn't catch that in there, everybody. On Twitter, they're at Teenage Bottle Rock. Instagram is at Teenage Bottle Rocket. And Facebook, they are at Teenage Bottle Rocket Official. Mm. I am next, and my first pick is Noise. And Noise is N-O-I.
Apostrophe.
Or exclamation
or
point,
exclamation
rather.
Point. What the S-E. Fuck?
S-E. This song is Dull the Pain. It was released last year, October 21st, 2016. So within the year, and this album was called The Real Enemy. We played them on the Rancid covers. Check the song out. It's Real Enemy. Or no, off the Real Enemy. This is Dull the Pain. Cool
Dull
song.
It. Dull the Pain.
That's Dull the Pain.
Matt Noise. You can find him at Matt_Noise, and it's N-O-I-7-S-E. You can find him on Instagram at N-O-I-7-S-E, on and on Facebook at Destiny City Noise, which is like nothing like the other two.
True. They're usually pretty similar. On the next, my next pick anyway, it's going to be, and so is your next pick. It's like identical, but...
We've heard Noise. Yeah. I think we've played something off
Rancid
of this
covers.
Already this year.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
We did one of the Rancid covers,
Rancid
Solidarity.
Covers. Solidarity, awesome.
Yeah, it was a good track.
All right.
And I'm a fan of Noise. I like Matt Noise. I follow him on Instagram and Twitter. He just met up with the Rancid guys when they were up there in Washington, because these guys are out of Washington. And Lars was wearing a Noise shirt that day.
Nice.
He probably wore it at the show. It was pretty cool.
Right on. Noise with Dull the Pain.
Yes, and that's a cool track. Album's good. Definitely one of my favorite songs by Noise, and Dull the Pain's pretty sweet. But we are going to move on to Chris's next pick.
All right, just because I'm an asshole and I get to pick whatever the hell I want anyways, I might as well pick something that I really liked.
Really like it too. I'll second it.
Yeah, it was from last year, Against Me's album Shapeshift With Me, which has some... pretty interesting kind of underlying meaning there.
Yep.
It was released, 9/16 on September, right? September
16th. Yeah, we're 16th. Closing in on a year on that, and you almost didn't reach the
fuck
the
it,
cutoff.
I do what I want. And the song, I really like the song off of that. It is 333, or 333, I don't know.
Half of 666.
It's half of 666, which we've played. Fuck My Life 666, so this is 333. This is Against Me 333. Let's listen.
Yeah.
I like the harmonizing part of it.
I do too.
I just really
Laura
like that
Jane
part.
Grace is awesome.
Fucking not fucking around against me. You can find Laura Jane Grace on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can look her up, Laura Jane Grace. You can find the band Twitter at Against Me, Instagram, Facebook at Against Me. Just fucking type in at Against Me or Laura Jane Grace. You can't fuck it up. Not even I could fuck this up. But it's a great song. And
we saw them live. We've talked about it before because they were really good.
And one of my favorites from 2016 is Shapeshift With Me. Great album from Against Me.
If we were doing this podcast last year, that for sure would have been on our top 10 albums.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was awesome. So great track, great pick, even though we've already played one off that.
I don't
but that's
fucking
cool.
Care.
It's totally cool.
I do what I
it's
want.
Totally cool.
That's how I fucking do shit over here.
All right. I'm going to pick my next pick. I'm not really picking it. I've already picked it. But I'm going to play. So what I'm playing next is Pulley. And that is Scott Radinsky, the former baseball pitcher, who was also the former singer for 10 Foot Pole. So next time you hear us play 10 Foot Pole,
which
he's not actually
up.
Singing in that in that band.
Right.
But he's coming up. They have a new singer because he left the band to go be a baseball pitcher, and then they replaced him, and then he left in baseball, and then he is started his own band.
Right.
And that band, Pulley.
Pulley.
And so Pulley came out with a new album on November 18th, 2016.
Mm.
Album is No Change in the Weather, and the song is No I in Team. Makes sense that a pro athlete, right, would write a song called No I in Team. Maybe he was speaking about somebody specific or maybe some teammates.
Yeah, fucking writing it about some teammate that he fucking hated. And the teammate never fucking heard it. And he's just like, fuck you, I got your ass. I fucking released something about you, you prick.
Yes. My favorite track off the album, No I in Team. Here it is.
Let's go.
No I in Team from Pulley.
Pulley has a good sound.
It does. It's good. I like Pulley. There's a lot of cool tracks from some of the early albums, and I will be playing one of those at some point. Hooray for Me. Cool song.
Hooray for you, indeed.
Yes. No, that's the actual name of the song.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought you were just like celebrating
no,
your fucking decision.
Name of the song.
I'm going to play this song, so fucking I'm awesome.
Yeah. All right, you can catch Scott and the rest of Pulley on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook. Each one of them is at Pulley Matters, and that's P-U-L-L-E-Y, Pulley Matters. They're cool. Check out that new album if you haven't already, No Change in the Weather. And again, that track was No I in Team. Maybe play it for your teammates when you're out there playing on some organized sports.
I'm retired.
All right. Chris, your next pick. This is a significant pick, even not just for you, but for me, and I'll get into this. But you go ahead and lead us in.
It's significant.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you why in a second.
You're gonna
after
make
the song.
Are you going to make me feel bad?
Nope.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm just protecting
my
feelings.
I'm going to make you feel great.
Oh, good. So I got NoFX's Oxymoronic, and it was released 10/7/16. Oh, last October, yeah.
Yep.
It's from their album First Ditch Effort. You can find them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Then just look up NoFX, NoFX Band on Twitter. You can find Fat Mike of NoFX,
yep.
on Twitter and what have you.
And Instagram.
And Instagram, right? And so we're going to listen to NoFX's Oxymoronic.
It isn't Adderall druistic by overprescribing. How can we fight them in a suboxone ring? I'll throw a pro's accusation with a subketamining. They'll say my fears are quite ludicrous. This should be out of vanishing. With every demer altercation, they'll have a good sense. You're just the illustrated country major dick deflated. It's oxymoronic. It's oxymoronic. It should be doctors getting busted for their Kelowna opinions we trusted. We're not the sinners, they're the ones who served us the Viking dinner. I don't wanna be an alarmist, but in that pharmacy there's a pharmacist. And those scripts are making it passable minded pacifists. It's oxymoronic. It's oxymoronic. It's oxymoronic. It's oxymoronic. Don't think that I am being crazy. The medical industrial complex keeps us fired.
Been Viagravated?
Not yet. Not yet. But, you know, with this song, you know, quite the influence. I played the majority of this song for a reason, and it's because there's a message in that song.
Oh, yeah.
The lyrics, the writing of the lyrics of this song are so dynamic, you know, with, I mean, you had to catch it all.
Yeah, but it's there's too much to catch.
There is. You have to listen to it a couple times, but you know,
I even
because
brought
of
up the
song,
lyrics just so I could see all the, you know, I mean, the one that's the hardest to catch is he says, "Don't think that I'm being crazy." Well, he's saying Ambien.
Yes, don't think Ambien crazy.
Right.
Like every single line has a reference to some medication.
Yeah.
And he's right. The enemy is Big Pharma. There's so many people on medication, and you know, the opiate epidemic out there. We were talking with Step 13 in last episode.
And just
listening
to Dropkick Murphys earlier in the year here, and there's just so much in there. And of course, you know, Oxycontin is one of them.
Oxymoronic.
Here we have Oxymoronic, right?
See how he spelled Oxymoronic too? So it's even in the title.
And I'm trying to. I mean, it's crazy because. Adderall and
Adderall truistic,
and you know, and I mentioned already the Viagravated.
Yes.
I fucking love that.
Or the Percocets,
yeah,
yes,
yeah. That whole stanza where it's got the all the kind of sex references in it. That's great. You know,
it's the song. You know, we're taking a little bit longer on this song than others. The song really is dynamic. I mean, I stopped calling pharmacies, a pharmacy. I call it a harmacy now.
You call it
I absolutely do. I say that's the harmacy, and those are harmacists.
I gotta go to the harmacy and get some drugs from the pharmacist.
Yep,
nice.
That's exactly what it is, and
yeah.
It's totally true. What I plan to start doing, and this is what I was referring to, is I am going to get this video, and I'm going to start one of those things, and maybe it won't go anywhere. Maybe nobody will give a fuck, but. You know, people do the water bucket challenge, whatever, mm-hmm. and it was for a cause. But this is for a cause. This
ALS.
Is for awareness mm-hmm. right here. And I'm going to get this music video, and I'm going to share it, and I'm going to tell everybody, watch this video. It's fucking funny because it's funny. No Effects
yeah.
is funny, but they're doing it in a good way. Like, listen, mm-hmm. get that message. You know, there's too many people out there that, you know, stick our heads in the sand. Our life's okay. I'm not going to rock the boat. But sometimes it's time to rock the boat. And a lot of punk bands, that's what they're doing with their songs. They're trying to rock the boat. They're trying to get
oh,
us
yeah.
to think. They're trying to get us to act. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to act by getting out there. I'm going to fucking send this video out. And I'm going to send, hey, watch this video. And you send it to two other people. And then tell them to send it
yeah.
to two other people. Everybody should see this. Even if punk rock is not your thing,
there's
something in this.
You got,
and
like
it's
a lyric
3 minutes
video?
Long.
Does it have the lyrics on it? Because you gotta fucking catch
I'll
the lyrics.
I'll have to see if I can find the lyric video, because the actual music video, no. There's an actual
right.
music video for it, and it's not a lyric video, but maybe a lyric video would do more for it.
I think the lyrics have to be seen, because, you know, if you're not, you know, familiar with NoFX, you're not familiar with punk rock, whatever, you don't listen to it, and you just hear it start, it's like, whatever, I'm not going to, you know. But it's catching all of these little fucking references to all these different... drugs that are just overprescribed until they
and
fucking kill patients.
The drug dealers that overprescribe them, and the drug places that have taken over the crack houses, and the pharmacists at the pharmacy.
<That's> so
all
funny.
Of those.
Quit being Adderall-touristic.
Right?
That's so fucking great, dude.
All right. I just want to say, Chris, that was a wonderful pick.
Yeah, it's a cool song, man.
We'll move on to my next pick. And my next pick is going to be Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
Who?
Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
Not familiar with them, sir.
Have you heard of the Gallows?
No.
Punk band out of England.
This is new to me.
Frank
excited.
Carter's the singer of the Gallows, and I'll play
totally,
some Gallows in the future.
I totally skipped this on your list.
Well,
I don't know why.
This is Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. They've been touring over the summer. This album was released, and it's his second solo album as Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes since he left the Gallows. And we'll play some Gallows here in the future. Released January 20th of this year, and the album is Modern Ruin. You can get Frank at FrankCarter23 on Twitter. Instagram is End the Rattlesnakes, and Facebook is Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. Here it goes, Wildflowers.
I was mentioning to you, you know, while we're listening here, you know, kind of has that new wave sound to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. You know, that was the...
That I included on a punk rock show or what? Frank Carter and Rattlesnakes,
rock
band.
I mean, new wave kind of like, I guess, progressed from punk rock?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Check out the Gallows. You can see where Frank Carter came from.
Is that like hardcore, New York hardcore?
Well, maybe like Great Britain Hardcore.
Great Britain Hardcore.
The name of the album that I'm going to probably play in the future is called Grey Britain. Not great, gray, but grey. Grey Britain.
Like it's old?
Or gloomy. Maybe gloomy more than old.
Okay.
All right. So that was Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes with Wildflowers. And Chris, you're up next. What do you got?
I got, I'm going to go with Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory's Glory. Cool. They had an album come out.
Yeah.
Happy... Hence you're playing their song.
Yeah, no shit. The album's Makes Me Sick. This album came out April 28th
yes.
of this year. The track we're going to listen to is Happy Being Miserable. It's kind of an interesting song.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of goes along with the makes me sick and happy being miserable.
Yeah,
it's a theme. You know,
and I think that you know we've talked about like breakup songs or relationship songs. We've kind of mentioned it with punk rock, and they're usually you know pretty interesting. And so let's take a listen to Happy Being Miserable.
I don't wanna know you. I don't think we should talk anymore. I want the best for you, but you're happy being miserable. So focused on themselves, I'll save my best for someone else. We can debate our separate views. Just look at all your roadblocks. Logic will show you truth. I've been in shadows, wrestled demons, but I won't deny it, 'cause I know.
Saving your best for someone else?
Are
you going to put out your best in every episode here?
I don't know if I've yet reached my apex.
Okay. Well, keep striving.
I'm pretty sure that I might have reached it fucking like 7 years ago or so. But, you know, I think it's a cool song. You know, like I said, I like the, I like it when we got like a pop punk, son of a bitch.
Pop?
Song that is like a breakup song. It's pretty cool. They're usually because you know it's got like the peppy sound, but then it's like I fucking hate your guts, bitch. You know.
I saw Newfound Glory last year. I believe that. They were there last year. I believe at the Warped Tour, and they did a good job.
Yeah, they were there last year. Yeah, for sure.
They did a good job.
So yeah, so there it is. Newfound Glory. You can find them on Twitter at Newfound Glory, Instagram at Newfound Glory, and on Facebook at Newfound Glory.
Made it pretty easy, right? Some of them are easy, and some of them are all completely different.
Some of them we have
different.
To, like, fucking spell it like we're a fucking English teacher.
Right.
You're up.
All right. So my next pick is First Blood. First Blood is a hardcore band.
Yeah.
And the theme of this album, the album is called Rules. Every single song has rules in it. So this song is called These Are the Rules. It's kind of the beginning.
This is the like, introduction.
Yes. And every song. So check out this album by First Blood. Came out February 10th this year. And you can get them at First Blood Rules on Twitter, at First Blood Rules on Instagram, and at First Blood Rules on Facebook. Here's some hardcore First Blood with These Are the Rules.
Stop!
rules!
I think I should... Don't stop fighting the lies and the greed. Don't stop fighting the fascist machine. Don't stop fighting for what you believe. These are the fucking rules.
And those are the rules.
I fucking like it.
Isn't it cool?
I think it's fucking great.
Yeah, hey... Check it out. Check out the album. Every song is, rules.
I was also going to say,
it's a very thematic album.
We play a pretty wide variety here. We went from Newfound Glory
to First Blood.
Fucking First Blood.
Right?
Like, fucking seamless transition. We're right? All right, so thanks for Newfound Glory. These are the fucking rules. Could you imagine being at a concert like this? You know what I mean? We're like, pop punk fucking breakup songs followed up by fucking hardcore fucking just craziness. It's fucking great.
That was awesome. Great, great track. Again, check out
First Blood. Who do I got next? Jesus.
All right, we're on to Chris's pick.
Fuck that. I'm done. I got Rise Against.
Rise Against could pick.
You and I have talked about this.
Yes.
And I want to fucking address it.
Okay.
Why don't we play much Rise Against? Because... Rise Against themselves cover a lot of genres.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes they sound like the new metal sound.
Right.
I think sometimes they sound like a fucking punk rock band, like a fucking just fantastic old school punk rock band. They sound different a lot of different times. Sometimes it's overproduced. Sometimes it's underproduced. They play like a fucking wide variety. And so... It's one of those bands I was like, and that's why I went ahead and just saved them for like this show myself. I haven't picked them as my choice for the week or whatever because it's a fucking box of chocolates, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're fucking getting a pop song.
It's good
song.
Reference.
Like fucking you get pop songs with Rise Against. But then you're playing a fucking video game. You're like, holy shit, what's this song? I'm like fighting in hockey and I want this song on. And it's like, oh, it's Rise Against. What the fuck? So it's one of those bands that I think is just so fucking varied in what you get out of them. And I think they're a good band. This is from their album came out this year, Wolves. I got it as soon as it fucking came out.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Like, and I like it. We got the song The Violence.
Best track on there, in my opinion. I've heard the album.
Yeah, and let's listen to Rise Against the Violence. You tell me what genre we got here. Genre.
Okay, let's hear it. What is that song from?
This is Anthemic Post Emo Pop Punk.
Okay. That's what you got with this particular song from Rise Against.
It's fucking
it's
Rise
still a
Against.
Good song.
It's a good song, but it fucking crosses a lot of borders and boundaries. And I would even say, like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff going on here. It's cool. Rise Against has some great fucking songs.
They do.
And sometimes they fucking get you in the punk rocker feels, and sometimes it's fucking annoying.
Yes.
And I'm not
this one's at least closer to the positive side,
yeah,
right?
And I'm not trying to be a dick, but honestly, like, looking at it from the point of view of punk rock, that's just how it is.
Yep. Well, it was good. Rise Against, that you can get them at Rise Against on Twitter, at Rise Against on Instagram, and at Rise Against on Facebook. So we are going to be coming up with my next pick, and my next pick is going to be Nothington. And Nothington, their album here that was released on February 17th of this year, the album is called In the End. You can get them at Nothington on Twitter. You can get them at Nothington Band or underscore band on Instagram, and you can get them at Nothington on Facebook.
Nothington.
And
is my mic off? You turned off my mic, you son of a bitch.
You were talking too much.
Oh.
All right, so this is Nothington with End Transmission. Give it a listen, especially Chris, because I don't think he's heard it yet. That is Nothington with End Transmission. A cool find for myself. You know, I do research not just for the podcast, but I like to get, you know, a variety and come across bands and all that. I like to discover new bands, but I've been like that for years. And, you know, for me personally, coming across this band, Nothington, didn't know much about them before this, but coming across this new album and this track was awesome, and I like it. You should check out the album.
Yeah, you pick up the album on their website, Nothington on Bandcamp. You can get on Bandcamp. There it is. It's $9. $9. You get a digital album. Not bad.
That is awesome. And on Bandcamp, I'm a big fan of Bandcamp. I get a lot of my stuff there that I can.
That's one time at Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Fuck, I am not mature enough to handle certain situations. And anybody saying Bandcamp, just I can't fucking control myself. I'm like fucking 17. What the fuck is wrong with me?
On Bandcamp, you can download all your tracks. You get the app, and then you can actually listen to all your tracks through the app on your phone through Bandcamp.
Interesting fucking album cover.
It's cool.
The fucking like sparrow like falling in its eyes. It's fucking
yes.
It's cool looking, man.
Yeah. Just,
I like it. I like the gray and the white and the black and the red. That's fucking cool.
It is. All right, we're on to your pick.
Yeah, hey, man.
Hey, just so we all know, we're definitely past the halfway point.
Fuck yeah. Hey,
we're creeping down towards the end.
We're getting there, and we got some great shit ahead of us,
yes,
including
we do.
This. Hey, I really like the Tossers, and this is one of those bands I haven't heard. Fuck, I haven't heard in a while. And, you know, if you're a Dropkick Murphys fan, you might like the Tossers.
Yeah.
I know that led me down that road. We have Smash the Windows from the Tossers. It was released on my little sister's birthday, March 3rd of this year. And this is from the album Smash the Windows. It's the title track. Let's listen.
Against the wall. Fight, fight. I'm up against the fallen. Fight, fight. I'm up against the mall. Smash.
know, maybe less Dropkick, more Flogging Molly.
Yeah, probably.
But it's still that Celtic punk. You know, it's got the just fucking go, and it's cool, and they're a cool band. I like Tossers. You know, like I said, it was one of those bands that I started listening to because of Dropkick. I kind of went down that fucking path, and I had some buddies back in the old army days that, you know, would listen to bands like this and fucking pump my head full of fucking Tossers, Dropkick, and Flogging Mollies while I filled my belly with fucking delicious Tullamore Dew whiskey.
Well, we have one more Celtic punk band coming up. Do you know who it is?
It's Flatfoot 56.
Yes, it is.
And
that's my pick.
You picked that. I'm proud of you.
It's not coming up next.
Why didn't we fucking pick them together? Anyways, hey, this album came out March 3rd, like I mentioned. You can find Tossers on Twitter, at The Tossers, on Instagram, The Tossers Chicago, and on Facebook, at The Tossers. So we got Dropkick in Boston,
yep.
Tossers in Chicago,
yep.
And Flogging Molly in L.A.
That's right.
Fuck yeah, let's go.
Cover coast to coast, right? It's all good stuff. And the Mahones from Canada.
And the Mahones, they're all... Mahones!
Yes.
They're all Canada, eh?
Eh. All right, so my next pick is Arch Rivals with the song Arch Rivals off the single Arch Rivals / Outlaws. This was released on 2/27, so February 27th of this year. You can find Arch Rivals at Arch Rivals Oi on Twitter.
Oi.
At Mike Rivals on Instagram and at Arch Rivals Oi on Facebook. Arch Rivals are a really cool band. I like this band a lot, and this song's no exception. It's a really good song. Arch Rivals, it's kind of a title track, but it's also a band name. The band name, also the song name.
Yeah,
Arch Rivals.
Trying to find the lyrics to this song, fucking next to impossible.
Good luck. Fucking wrong.
Huh? You good?
Maybe I got it right. Fuck it. Either way, Arch Rivals with Arch Rivals. Really cool song. It's just another
album,
one of those
Arch
ones.
Rivals.
Yes. It's just another one of those that you can sing along to, man. I find myself, I was yelling this out earlier today before we were getting ready to record.
Yeah.
I was going to pick up pizza. And this was the song that was at the pizza place when I was going to... arrive and there was a car next to me and I was singing that skinhead punk rock and roll.
And they were like fucking rolling up the windows.
Right, yeah. Like,
and driving straight to church.
You don't know what it means, people. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. Don't just judge.
I was talking actually to one of my African American coworkers who probably doesn't listen to much punk rock. He has a great fucking haircut. And I was like, you got a great haircut, dude. I wish I could grow hair like yours. And I mentioned skinhead. Yeah, I don't know how it was part of the conversation, you know, just talking about haircuts or whatever. And he goes, oh, man, my people haven't done the skinhead thing for a while. And I was like, oh, shit, you know what I'm fucking talking about. And it was kind of, you know, interesting that someone who you wouldn't expect to, you know because he's, you know, listens to rap music or what have you, knows what the fuck is going on, though.
That's good.
That's fucking
Everybody
cool.
should educate themselves.
Yeah, it's fucking
Skinheads
cool.
aren't Nazis. Nazis are just trying to acquire a style because they couldn't think for themselves.
It is fucks. I fucking hate them all.
All right. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. You're about to fucking press a button over here. Anyways, hey, I got a band from Gainesville, Florida that we've heard from already this year.
I think this will be your third pick from this album. You should have just picked this as an album.
Fuck you.
and it's an EP, too. So you probably played almost the whole album. Just one, you're piecemealing it together.
I'm fucking biased.
It's a good album, though.
Eventually, I will complete the fucking album. You know, we were talking about having like an award show at the end of the year where we pick our favorite, you know. And one of our categories being Best EP of 2017. You could probably guess what I'm going to probably be voting for, and it's not fair.
You know, who, the top of your list is that right now? You know the top of my list is right now?
Where?
This Means War.
Oh, yes, it is.
Ooh. I even told Bert in the interview, I told Bert that this is, that we do that category, and that, you know, his stuff is on the tops of my list at this point.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It was that good.
For sure.
But so, anyway, back to Less Than Jake.
Less Than Jake, the album, Sound the Alarm, you know, came out in February. And we got the song Things Change. Oh, listen to those horns. Play it.
Isn't it strange?
Oh, we missed it.
That we never keep up with the breakneck pace. Who we are, how we were. Another case. Another reminder. The future's here and we want something more. I know I'm late, but it's okay because I'm on my way. You said you had a heck of a time. Do you find peace of mind? Things change, things change. You told me it's been so hard to find. But do you look deep inside? But things change, things change, things change. Whoa, oh, you know that things change. Whoa, you know that things change. Whoa, oh, you know that things change. Whoa.
Don't do it.
You got your horns. You got your horns in there.
It's got the horns in, yeah.
Yeah, hey, got your horns in.
That's what I was looking for. Oh, you were killing me. Dustin was singing. Oh, my God. You know, there's a certain sound to Less Than Jake.
Yes, there is.
And
I was trying to mimic it. I wasn't doing a good job.
And, you know, you're close. Closer than I could get.
So, it's a good pick, though. It is a good album, Sound the Alarm. You know, I pre-ordered it. I pre-order a lot of my stuff. You know, I'd love to support the band.
I don't know how you fucking... You are on the cutting edge at all times, and
I try to be. That's
like
why we do a podcast.
I'm like 3 months
I'm trying
behind.
To help everybody else,
I'm like
including
the,
you.
I'm like the East Coast in the 90s. I'm 3 years behind. I'm still wearing fucking leopard prints, dude. What the fuck? I'm still listening to fucking DC punk rock. It's all fucking political and shit.
Right.
Hey, let's listen to some Celtic punk.
Back on to some Celtic punk, and this is my Celtic punk pick, which is Flatfoot 56, another one of those picks I came across. Like, oh, who's this? This is cool shit. And this song, or this album actually, came out March 3rd, so on Chris's sister's birthday. And
came out with the Tossers.
It did. The album's Oddboat, so both the Celtic punk bands put an album out.
And Flatfoot 56 from Chicago.
Awesome. Well, Flatfoot 56 on Twitter, at Flatfoot 56 on Instagram, and at Flatfoot 56, and that's the number 56 on all those.
5'6".
Yes. And the song's called Stutter, so enjoy Flatfoot 56 with Stutter off of Oddboat.
I'm not afraid to
you know, I think it's, you know, I mentioned Tossers, Flogging Molly, Flatfoot 56, Dropkick Murphys.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, the kind of similarity.
East, West, Central?
Yeah, yeah.
Chicago is considered central. I mean, it's the major central city.
Yeah, it's second city, right? I like Flatfoot 56, and we're looking forward to them coming out to Salt Lake
in October.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe we'll get to meet them.
I'm going to get drunk.
Right? As long as it's not a school night.
I'll take the next day off, I guess.
All right. So that was my pick. Chris and I each have two picks left. Chris, what is your second to last?
So another band I went with earlier in the year and really like these guys, 88 Fingers Louie. The album's Thank You for Being a Friend. Was it a studio album or an EP? I don't recall.
It was a studio album.
Okay. And this song was released 6/30/17, so what is that?
Not that long ago, June 30th?
June 30th.
Less than 2 months.
This song is Advice Column. You can find 88 Fingers Louie on Twitter, 88 Fingers Louie on Instagram, 88_Fingers_Louie, and on Facebook at 88, spell it, don't just put the numbers, Fingers Louie. Let's listen to Advice Column. I like 88 Fingers Louie.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Do I hear some like Offspring sound in there?
Oh, maybe a little bit,
You know what I mean? Like I like listening to, you know, and you know, hey, who are they inspired by, right? You know what I mean? And hear some Offspring in it. They're a cool band. I really enjoyed the stuff they put out this year, for sure.
I agree. It was a good album. The last pick you had from the album was a good pick. And I like to put out there, they're on Bird Attack Records, which is one of my favorite bands. Yeah. Authority Zero. Where did that come from?
It's at Bird Attack Records. I have to do the fucking Bird Attack.
The Bird Attack. Okay. Neat.
I did it last time when you said Authority Zero's on Bird Attack Records. I did it.
So you do it's the like when I say Bird Attack Records, you're gonna. And when you say Go-Go Bordello, I'm gonna
Go-Go
say
Go-Go Bordello,
Gypsy Punk. All right, we've established this
we're
on the
figuring
show.
Figuring out the fucking podcast as we go.
All right,
us down under.
Yes, we're going down under with my second to last pick with the band Anchors. Anchors is from Australia. They came out with an album. An EP, actually, Anchors EP, and it came out March 10th of this year, in between
that's
Chris's
birthday.
Sister's birthday.
That's my birthday.
Oh, I thought it was closer to St. Patrick's Day.
No, week till St. Pat's.
Okay, you and your sister are only a week apart on birthday, you know, birthday.
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years and a week. This song is Burn Out the Sun. And you can find Anchors at Anchors Punk on Instagram, Anchors Punk on Twitter, and Anchors Punk on Facebook. Again, this song is Burn Out the Sun by Anchors. That's Anchors.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Chris? You're saying
like
you liked it, right?
Yeah. I'm a fan. You know, I was just telling Dustin, I was listening to that album just the other day. I was like, oh, man, I should pick one of these songs. And I had a fucking list already, and I was like, oh, I can't really add anything to it. And then I looked at your list, and I was like, oh, never mind. Fucking good to go.
Already picked out Burnout the Sun. Were you going to pick something different besides Burnout the Sun?
You know what? I don't remember which song I was going to pick off the top of my head. Just like, I was listening to the album and, you know, enjoying it. And so I hadn't gotten down to that nitty gritty yet of it,
gotcha.
I guess. You know, just listening to the whole album. So it's a good album.
It is. So, Chris, we're on to your last pick.
All right, my last pick. I saw these guys in fucking 2000. It might have been even before that, in Germany, it was during pre-Warp Tour. I saw 10-Foot Pole. I think they were headlining. After the show, their fucking lead singer, like, drew a fucking little, like, face on my hat. I asked him to sign my hat because I had a Cal hat. You know, I was like, oh, you're from California, too. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, fucking sign my hat. And he fucking drew a picture. And then we fucking beat the shit out of him in fucking foosball, motherfucker.
Well, that's
and
what
I
he gets.
And I don't know why I got a little fucking irritated at them.
I think that's Dennis Jaggard.
Yeah. And so it was fun, though. So they were cool to hang out with. We actually had a good time. As much as I like telling people, fucking 10-foot pole. No, we fucking beat their ass in foosball. It was, you know, 2-on-2.
Right.
And there in the barn, we got fucked up and played foosball all night. So 10-foot pole with a new album out this year, set list. This song is Scars. You can find them at 10-foot pole band on Twitter. This came out in May 2017. Let's listen to Scars from 10-foot pole. I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
I wouldn't touch her with your 10-foot pole. You know?
Oh, that was Scars.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, man, shout out to 10-foot pole. It was nice fucking drinking and partying with you guys fucking 20 years ago.
Not that they remember.
They don't remember shit. They were all fucked up, too.
Well,
speaking of getting fucked up.
That was a good last pick. Yes.
Speaking of getting fucked up,
yes.
You know, I once had a drinking squad.
You once had a drinking squad. Well, you know, I know somebody else who's got a drinking squad.
Did you like that fucking segue?
Yeah, that was probably the best segue we've done in this entire podcast.
It was fucking pathetic.
Not just this one, but like the entire since May, you know.
By the way, our most popular podcast, episode 7. So shout out to all of you that listen to episode 7. Hopefully you're back.
Listen to the other ones. There's a lot of good ones.
There's some good shit in there. Some good music.
All right, but back to a drinking squad. This is my, you know, I really like that oxymoronic song from NoFX, but this song right here, United We Stand from Drinking Squad, I love this song. It's going to be on my top 10 singles for this year. It came out April 22nd. It's off of Full Hope, which is an EP for Drinking Squad. Drinking Squad's from Germany. So Yavo. We'll probably be playing more of these guys. They're an anti-fascist punk band. Enjoy this.
United we stand.
Divided we fall.
Let's get drunk.
With the drinking squad from Germany.
Jawohl. See, and whenever you mention Germany, I do Jawohl.
What is Jawohl?
Oi.
Oh.
Yes.
So when they're saying oi, oi, right. They're going Jawohl, Jawohl, Jawohl.
No. They say oi, but it's like, you know, it's like a big affirmative, like, yes, you know.
Oh. That's awesome.
I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in to episode 12.5, catching up on some new releases from the last calendar year. Or the it wouldn't be last calendar year. It would be the last fiscal year.
Yes. Yeah. I think we went back as far as September 16th with Against Me.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's about five or six of 2016. I think we've about wrapped up everything we're looking at playing as new songs from 2016, and we got most of the stuff from the beginning of the year. So
what did we miss? Tell us what we missed. Hit us up on Facebook. You find me on Twitter as well, at SLC Punk Chris.
And you can find me at Another Punk SLC. And on Facebook, you can find us at SLC Punkcast, on Instagram, SLC Punkcast. We're on
www.worldwideweb.slcpunkcast.com.
And you can also find the podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play Music, on Player FM.
Some other places.
Probably SoundCloud.
SoundCloud has like two left. That's it.
Yeah, I need to update this stuff on SoundCloud. Maybe. But get one of the other ones. It's all free.
Go Bordello.
Yeah, Gypsy Punk.
Just testing you.
Yeah.
All right.
Bird Attack Records.
It's a punk rock podcast on a work night. Like to thank everybody for joining us.
And until the next time.
Play the fucking outro.